Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day in our weekly rhythm as we try to stay in sync as one community studying what it means to follow Jesus, where we study the Bible together and try to make sense of it. We're in a series right now called Pioneer Story, where we're studying the book of Acts, the very first followers of Jesus coming together as a church community. We're seeing how they did that, and we're almost done. And this week we're calling Pioneers in Power, as some of those first followers of Jesus encountered very powerful people, particularly one named Paul. Paul was one of the first followers of Jesus to really travel around the Mediterranean, sharing the good news about Jesus Christ. As he did that, he ran into various kinds of opposition, including some riots. And in this story, we found him in yet another riot. And he ended up being arrested by some Roman guards who were concerned about an uprising and a riot. And so they arrested him, and especially once they found out he was a Roman citizen, they decided they needed to actually keep him in protective custody, make sure nobody else could attack him since he had certain rights as a Roman citizen. And because he was being held, and nobody was quite sure why, he had the opportunity to appeal his case, to speak his case before some powerful men. These two powerful men, King Agrippa and another local leader, Festus, are trying to figure out what the problem is with Paul, because he's appealed to Caesar. He's appealed. He says he wants to go and see Caesar, kind of like appealing to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. And these guys are concerned they're going to embarrass themselves. If they send this local rabble-rouser to Caesar in Rome, is he going to embarrass them? Because it's not even clear what he's done wrong. They don't have any charges to attach to him to say, here's why he's coming to see you, Caesar. All they know is that people are rioting wherever he goes, even though he's not breaking any laws. So as they try to figure this out, he got the opportunity to tell his story, and here's what he said. I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests, but when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. And I punished them often in all the synagogues, and tried to make them blaspheme, and in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me, and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So he tells his story of conversion. From a persecutor of Christians, hunting them down, bringing them to Jerusalem for trial, to one who stands on trial now for being a Christian. It's been quite a journey. And that's the story he needs these rulers to hear, because they probably consider themselves like him, against or very distant from Christianity, having nothing to do with it, wanting nothing to do with it, and wanting to suppress it if it upsets the status quo. It's this story and what Jesus said to him that gives him the commission to go and tell the story of Jesus Christ to everybody he meets, not just his fellow Jews, but to the Gentiles or non-Jews as well. It's this good news that Paul says turns people from darkness to light, from Satan to God. It's this news that changes everything. It changed Paul, and he's presenting his story as a formerly powerful man himself and saying, look who I am today. Well, I've got a question for you to think about. What strikes you about his speech so far? Is he defending himself? Or is he preaching the same message that got him into trouble? Why do you think he'd be doing that? Well, have a great discussion. I really want you to discuss these questions with others. Find somebody you know who might be interested in watching these videos on the same days as you. You don't even have to be together. But then whenever you are together, discuss what you've been learning in these challenges and how it's changing and transforming your life. Don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as one community as well. Check our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.